Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. Today, before we start, I would like to read today's quote by Srila Prabhupada. Now I have come back to my home, Vrindavan. If anything should go wrong, at least I will be here in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is for residence. Bombay is office for organization. And Mayapur is for worship of the Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Letter to Guru Kripa, May 18, 1977. So again, today we are so fortunate to have His Grace Arjun Sakhadas Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand, Chapter 1, Verse Number 197 and 198. So thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dandvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Sri Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. I may now hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you so much, Yashomati Mataji, for that very kind, warm welcome. And thank you all, dear devotees, for joining for this mid-morning call or evening call if you're joining us from India to read from the pages of the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is given to us, authored by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Few days back was the appearance day of Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of this scripture. And time and again we have mentioned this in various discussions. Various speakers would have also mentioned as to how Vrindavan Das Thakur is actually Vyasadev. Krishna Leela Bhagavat Kahe Veda Vyas Chaitanya Leela Ravyas Vrindavana Das. Krishna Leela Bhagavat Kahe Veda Vyas. Who wrote Krishna Leela? It is Vyasadev. But that same Vyasadev, who was initially despondent and became happy by writing Krishna Leela, he wanted to become more happy and to fulfill his unfulfilled happiness. He comes down as Vrindavan Das Thakur and writes about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Manushya rachite nare aiche granta dhanya Vrindavana Das mukhe bhakta Shri Chaitanya. This scripture has not been written by a normal human being. Manushya rachite nare aiche granta dhanya. It's not a human being who has written. Then question arises, well, who has written the scripture? Vrindavana Das mukhe vakta Shri Chaitanya. It appears Vrindavan Das Thakur is speaking, but it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who is empowering him, who is infusing his heart with Krishna Shakti, and that is helping Vrindavan Das Thakur to write. Oftentimes we would see Prabhupada would say that these books are not written by me. They are written by Krishna himself. And we will see in our discussion how Prabhupada would emphasize these points. So to that Vrindavan Das Thakur, whose appearance day we celebrated a few days back, we offer our most respectful obeisances. And not just to Vrindavan Das Thakur, but to also Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Both these personalities go hand in hand. It's so fascinating and so amazing what an Acharya can do in their youth and what they can do in their old age. Yeah, if it's possible, maybe to mute our mics, that'll be helpful. Vrindavan Das Thakur was only in his early 30s or late 20s, so to say. And Kaviraj Goswami is in his late 80s or early 90s. And Kaviraj Goswami makes this point that he's not able to hear, he's not able to see, his back is semicircular. Sitting and writing is far-fetched reality. He's not even able to see. He's not even able to open his eyelids. And at that age, when most people can't do any of their activities, that is when an Acharya writes about the Yuga Avatar to the extent that no one has elaborated in his fag end. And here is Vrindavan Das Thakur writing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in fact, Chaitanya Bhagavat has about 3,000 verses more than even Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is what he does in his late 20s. So to both these personalities who have given us about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then not just both of them, you have Murari Gupta's Kansha, you have Swarup Damodar Goswami's diary, you have Kavi Karanapur's work, Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak, and so many other personalities who have given to us about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We offer our respectful obeisances and seek their mercy and seek their blessings. If not for them, even after reading, we may not understand anything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So to that Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we offer our obeisances. In today's section, we are reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is Madhya Kandha, chapter 1, text 197 and text 198. So I will quickly read it from here. Text 197 and 198. Text 197. Chandala chandala nahi jadi Krishna bale vipravipra nahi jadi asatpate chale. A chandala is not a chandala if he chants the name of Krishna. And a brahmana is not a brahmana if he engages in sinful activities. Purport by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada. Even if a devotee of Krishna is born in the family of dog eaters, he is actually the topmost brahmana. According to Shastra, an atheist who is sinful and devoid of devotion to Krishna, though born in a brahmana family, is certainly a dog eater. Seeing either of them according to ordinary caste consideration is prohibited. Their varna should be ascertained according to their taste, occupation, and nature or symptoms. This is the intention and conclusion of all the scriptures, beginning with Shruti, Smritis, Puranas, Ithiyas, and Pancharatnas. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatrim, Vidim, Vina, Aikantiki, Hare Bhakti, Utpateye Nakalpate. The Shastra very beautifully explains what is the purpose of Shrutis and Smritis. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi. Shrutis, Smritis and Puranas and Adi. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatrim, Vidim, Vina, Aikantiki, Harer Bhakti. What is the essence of all these scriptures? Aikantiki, Harer Bhakti. It is one-pointed devotion, Ananya Ashray, unto the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the essence of all these scriptures. So here, Saraswati Thakur is explaining, this is the intention and conclusion of all scriptures, beginning with Shrutis, Smritis, Puranas, Itiyas, and Pancharatras. In his commentary to the Chandogya Upanishad, Sri Madhvacharya quotes from the Sama Samhita as follows. He explains, a Brahmana possesses the quality of simplicity and a Shudra possesses the quality of crookedness. This is one point Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj would hammer again and again. Those are crooked. Shri Krishna, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they do not like them. Simplicity is the ornament. Srila Guru Maharaj would oftentimes, he would say, simplicity is the ornament of a Vaishnava. But if someone is crooked, Krishna doesn't like them much. A Brahmana possesses the quality of simplicity and a Shudra possesses the quality of crookedness. Knowing this fact, Gautama awarded sacred thread initiation to Satyakama and made him first class Brahmana. In the Brahma Sutra, it is stated that Pautrayana was addressed as a Shudra because he had approached Raivaka while overwhelmed with sorrow after hearing disrespectful words spoken about himself. Sri Purna Pragya Madhvacharya has stated in his commentary on this sutra, King Pautrayana was not a Shudra at birth, but because he was lamenting, he was considered a Shudra. In other words, one who is affected by lamentation is also called a Shudra. In the Padma Purana, it is stated, King Pautrayana was a Kshatriya, yet because of his lamentation, Raivaka Muni called him a Shudra. Later, the king attained the goal of life after learning confidential meditation on prana from Raivaka. Now, this is a very, very, very long purport. It spans multiple pages. So, in the interest of time, I just read the initial few paragraphs. We will go to the next verse, which is text 198. कपिलेर भावे प्रभु जानाईर स्थाने जे कहिला तई प्रभु कहे खाने। वॉट एवर द लॉर्ड एस कपिला हैड प्रीवियसली इंस्ट्रक्टेड हिज मदर, ही नाउ इंस्ट्रक्टेड टू हिज मदर अगेन इन द सेम मूड। For a description of the conversation between Kapila and Mother Devahuti, one should see the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, verses 7 to 44, as well as the Chapter 26 through 32. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki Jai. Before we begin, let us chant the Mangalacharan prayers, seek auspiciousness from our spiritual superiors like Srila Prabhupada, and then get started in our today's discussion. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaihyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्तुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनेति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। आनंदलीलामय विग्रहाय हेमावदिव्यछविसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय श्रीचैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते। नित्यानन्दमहं नौमि सर्वानन्दकरं परं हरिनामप्रदं देवं अवधूतशिरोमणि। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय। श्री नित्यानंद राम की जय। समस्त गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द सेक्शन ऑफ चैतन्य भागवत मध्यखंड। जस्ट लाइक चैतन्य चरितामृत हैज आदि लीला मध्य लीला अंत लीला, लाइक वाइज चैतन्य भागवत ऑल्सो हैज आदि मध्य एंड शेष। Adikanda, Madhyakanda, and Shesh Bhag or Shesh Khanda. So this is the start of Madhyakanda. This is the first chapter. And in these two verses, primarily if you see, the theme is more on chanting of the holy name, where Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Vrindavan Das Thakur both are explaining that a chandala is not a chandala if he is chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And likewise, a brahmana is not a brahmana if he is not chanting Hare Krishna or if he is not following the scriptures. So we see Harinam Prabhu has one quality which is called a swaprakash, self-illuminating. Harinam is like the sun. Through our eyes, we can never see the sun. It is only when the sun wants to reveal himself to us, can we see the sun. In fact, even when the sun wants to reveal, still these eyes are not qualified that we can see the sun for a long time. And the moment we see sun for a long time, we become blinded of this world. Likewise, Harinam Prabhu is Swaprakash. We, through our ability, can never see Harinam. Impossible. It is only when Harinam Prabhu wants to reveal himself to us, can we see Harinam. And like the sun, if someone has tasted the real sweetness of Harinam Prabhu, then he becomes blinded from this world, which means he has no taste of this world. Just like you see the sun, and naturally whatever you see around, it takes some time, right? When you see the sun, and it's like blackout. You're not able to see around anything. Likewise, Krishna or Krishna Naam is Swaprakash. The moment you see Harinam, which means we're talking about not Namaparadha, probably not our chanting, but Shuddha Naam, pure name, where Shama Sundar Shri Krishna is dancing on the tongue. It appears as if the devotee is chanting, so the devotee gets credit. But it is actually Shama Sundar Shri Krishna, that same Shama Sundar Shri Krishna, who dances in Vrindavan Dham with the Braja Gopis, is now dancing on the tongue. So for a pure Vaishnava, this tongue becomes Rasmandal, it becomes Rasasthali. Which means this tongue is like Nidhivan. Which means this body is Vrindavan Dham. This body becomes Vrindavan Dham. This tongue becomes Rasasthali or Nidhivan. And Shyamasundar Shri Krishna is dancing as Shuddha Nam or Prema Nam. This is why they say pure devotees carry Vrindavan everywhere. It's a very high statement which cannot be used for everyone. Vrindavan Dham to be carried by a sadhu has a strong bond or strong connection with Harinam Prabhu. Only when the sadhak is chanting Shuddha Naam, is Shama Sundar Shri Krishna dancing. When he is dancing, which means it is Rasmandal, which if it is Rasmandal, which means it is Nidhivan, which means this whole body is Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Naam Prabhu and Braja Dham go hand in hand. I remember a few years back, Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu, the head pujari of Krishna Balaram Mandir, had come to our house. This is the first time, almost 10 years back in 2011. So he had brought his full entourage, which means his Shaligram Shilas. He had Govardhan and so many Shaligrams, and he was explaining, this is Madhav, this is Gopinath, this is Govinda, etc. So I remember I had foolishly asked him this question. I asked Prabhu that generally it is said that you don't take Giriraji outside of Braj. Giriraj's original position is always Vrindavan Dham. You never take him outside of Braj. So I asked him this question that he is supposed to be always in Braj, but now this is Mumbai. This is Maya Nagari Mumbai. So how is it that you have brought Giriraj here outside of Braj? And immediately, without a second thought, Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu said, I never leave Vrindavan. I am still in Vrindavan. Who told you I'm not in Vrindavan? Externally, the body is in Mumbai, but my heart and soul is still in Braj. So this is Vrindavan Dham. So we can try to repeat this dialogue, but it may not have the same effect as that of what the pure sadhus say. And of course, for Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu, he has been personally dressing Radha Shyam Sundar in Vrindavan Dham for more than 30 years. Every single day touching Shyamasundar, every single day touching Srimati Radharani, putting kajal, putting mascara, doing the decoration. So for such a personality, well, he can say, I'm always in Braj. So what is the point that we are making? Harinam Prabhu is Swaprakash, self-illuminating, self-manifesting, just like the sun. And the moment you taste the sweetness of Shuddha Naam, Prema Naam, then the person loses taste for anything of this world. Srila Bilva Mangala Thakur very beautifully explains another quality of Sri Harinam Prabhu. Bilvamangala Thakur in his Krishna Karunamrita explains there are two sampradayas. Now this is from a very broader sense. In our understanding, we know there are four sampradayas. But if we go more in detail, we know we have Vaidhi Marg and we have Rag Marg. Now he calls Vaidhi Marg as Maryada Mai Marg, which means where you follow rules and regulations, which we do, Vaidhi Bhakti, Maryada Mai Marg. And then there is Rag Marg, and he addresses Rag Marg as Lampat Marg or Anurag Mai Marg. Oftentimes Krishna is called as Lampat Chudamani. So he addresses Rag Marg as Lampat Marg or Anurag Mai Marg. Now very beautifully this point is brought up by Srila Bilvamangala Thakur, that if you see in the Skanda Puran, we have this verse, Nama Chinta Mani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vikraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvam Nama Namina, that Nam and Nami are not different, which means Krishna and his holy name are not different, which means any quality that Krishna has, Harinam Prabhu also has. And this point is brought up one time in Mathura. There was this old lady, and she was coming from a very poor background, and she had a 3.5-year-old son by the name Sadan. One old lady from Mathura and 3.5-year-old son by the name Sadan. And now every day in the morning, this 3.5-year-old son would feel hungry, so she would cook something for the son. And her deity, personal deity, was Madan Mohan. So Sadan and Madan. So Sadan was the son, 3.5-year-old, and deity was Madan Mohan. So every day the son would feel hungry, so she would cook. Now her standards were not very high. She would not take a bath before cooking. She would not clean the pots. She would not clean the kitchen. Without taking a bath in the unclean state, she would start cooking. And even her cooking style would be such that she would cook while brushing her teeth. These stunts are performed by expert professionals. Please do not try them at home. These are performed by very, very high class personalities. Please do not imitate. So she would brush and she would cook. And it was so interesting that those days, of course, you do not have Colgate and all those things. So you would have a datun. So one side she would use for brushing her teeth, another side she would stir the cooking pot. That was her cooking style. So one side would be spoon, one side would be datun. I told you, please do not try it. Don't even think. Anyway, with our chanting and our hearing, Krishna is hardly accepting us. If we start doing these things, then Krishna is a far-fetched reality. So she would do it this way. And she would make khichdi in the morning. Garam, garam, hot, hot khichdi she would make, and she would give it to Sadan. And then she would go to take bath in Jamuna. And as she would go, Madan would leave the altar. Because Sadan, who was a 3.5-year-old, he would tell Madan that, Madan, my mother has gone. Hot khichdi is there, please come. So seeing the innocence, just like Raghunandan Thakur, Mukunda's son, seeing the innocence of Raghunandan, Gopinath came down. So Madan would leave the altar, and Madan and Sadan cross-legged would sit. And now they would eat hot, hot khichdi. So much so that Sadan would tell Madan that, oh Madan, this is very hot. We cannot have it this way. So he would take little in his hand and he would blow. Just like, you know, we do hot khichdi. I remember in the initial days when we joined Krishna Conscious Movement, this was early 2000s. Juhu temple would be very, very famous for khichdi, especially after morning Bhagavatam. There would be so much crowd for the Khichdi Prasadam, way more than even Bhagavatam class. There would be line and lines of people would be sitting in the morning. They would serve hot, hot Khichdi, nice papad and achar. It would be simple, but so many people would be there. And I remember my attraction at that time was not Bhagavatam. It was that hot Khichdi on a Sunday morning. And believe me, it would be so, so wonderful. We would have had so many Khichdis. But somehow I still vividly remember that Juhu temple's morning khichdi. So Sadan and Madan would now sit and eat, and because it would be hot, Sadan would blow. And when it would be in a state where it can be eaten, he would not eat first. He would feed it to Madan. 3.5-year-old son. He would feed it to Madan. And now Madan would also do the same thing. He would blow and he would feed it to Sadan. And now this prem pash, these ropes of love are getting so strong and so powerful. Now every single day they're doing this. The mother is making khichdi in an unclean state, using datun as spoon, not washing pots, not washing the plate, anything, and they would make, and Sadan and Madan would sit down and they would have. And after they would finish eating, they would leave the plate as it is. And they would go out to play. They would go out to play. Hands are also not clean. And this went on for many days. So one time, Sripad Sanatan Goswami was in Braj Parikrama. He would go out from Vrindavan to Mathura to Govardhan and come back to Braj. As he was doing Parikrama, he came to Mathura. He saw Krishna, that is Madan. Now Sanatan Goswami, how can he not recognize Krishna? So he recognized Madan Mohan. He said, "Oh, Thakurji, I am so lucky. I am so fortunate. I am seeing you in this wish." Because Krishna was also in a young form, wearing just a gamcha, hand is not clean and running. And what was Krishna doing? Our acharyas explained Krishna, that is Madan and Sadan, were playing gili danda. Using the olden days, they would play gili danda, where you have one stick and you hit the stick, another stick to the ground, and that stick falls and then you hit it. Of course, probably kids nowadays don't play it, but it's, even in my time, I remember we wouldn't play it, but I remember my parents would say gili danda. So Krishna also plays gili danda. It is sampradaya. He plays gili danda. So Krishna, that is Madan and Sadan, would play gili danda. And Sanatan Goswami would see this. So he would offer obeisances that, "Krishna, you are so glorious. For your devotee, you are coming and playing for them and having so much beautiful relation with your devotees." And Sanatan Goswami also observed this point, that this mother, that is mother of Sadan, this lady, she is not following high standards. So one day Sripad Sanatan Goswami told her that, "Oh, this is not correct. You should first take bath in Jamuna. Then you should wear clean clothes. Then wash the kitchen, wash the utensils, and not use your datun. There is some marg. You should use that proper vidhi." Because Sripad Sanatan Goswami is also given the credit for Hari Bhakti Vilas, where Hari Bhakti Vilas speaks about rules and regulations. So just imagine the personality who has written rules and regulations to attract Krishna. He is seeing here, Krishna is accepting the love from a person who is not following any of the rules and regulations that he has given in the book. Sripad Sanatan Goswami said, "This is not correct. You should follow these rules and regulations." The old lady said, "Ah, yes, you are right. Whatever you say, I will follow." So next day, Sadan and Madan, they went and complained to Sanatan Goswami. He said, "What did you tell our mother?" Sanatan Goswami said, "Why, what happened?" He said, "No, she is not cooking. She has now first gone to take a bath in Yamuna, and then she is saying she is going to come and wear clean clothes. Why did you tell that?" So Sanatan Goswami said, "What happened?" Madan, he said, "I am feeling so hungry. Every single day we are used to having khichdi, hot khichdi at this time. Now Sadan and myself both are feeling very, very hungry. Why did you come and interrupt? No one asked you. Why did you come and give her advice? I like the way she's doing it. Why did you come and interrupt?" Sanatan Goswami said, "Prabhu, there are some rules and regulations." He said, "No, this is, they are anuragmai bhaktas. They are ragmai bhaktas. This is the lumpad sampradaya, as Bilwa Mangala Thakur says. And someone who is so much in love with me, rules and regulations take a backseat. Rules and regulations are meant so that love can be established. But if someone is loving Krishna to this level, rules and regulations take a backseat." So Madan Mohan went and chastised Sripad Sanatan Goswami. "Why did you say?" And now Sanatan Goswami, who would not eat much or just eat with Madhukari, now he was feeling hungry. Why? Because yasmin tushte jagat tushte. If Krishna is satisfied, the whole world is satisfied. But if Krishna is hungry, if Madan is hungry, then even Sanatan Goswami started feeling hungry. Sanatan Goswami said, "Thakurji, I'm sorry. Seems like I made a mistake." So next day he again went. And he told the old lady, "Then you please continue what you are doing. Seems like I am acting as an impediment in your love with Krishna. You do whatever you were doing. Please don't change it, because Krishna likes the way you are offering him." Bilwa Mangala Thakur very beautifully, he explains this point, that if we see from an external standpoint, there were probably no rules and regulations that were followed. But Krishna is ready to accept the love of this lady, even though she's there in an unclean state, even though she's using a datun, he's ready to accept and embrace any person who is genuinely offering his love. And likewise, Harinam Prabhu is like this. He doesn't see the quality or the qualification of the person. How much ever patit one is, Harinam Prabhu can go one step more to uplift us. And there are so many examples that we find in the Shastra. Just like Krishna is all loving and is ready to accept and embrace everyone, likewise, Harinam Prabhu is ready to accept and embrace everyone, whatever our condition is. We can be rest assured, whatever our past is. Every sinner has a past. Whatever our past is. Probably in this lifetime, we were born in Krishna conscious family. But who knows 10, 15 lifetimes in the past who we were. But whoever we are, we can be rest assured. If someone has taken up the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it's only a matter of time. It's only time that is distancing him from Krishna. He will for sure get Krishna. There is no doubt about this. He will definitely get Krishna. So these points we find. If someone is genuinely loving Krishna, Anuragmai Bhakta. Krishna is such a personality, very interesting. Krishna is such a personality, he doesn't have a phone, but we can talk to him. Krishna is not there on Facebook, but we can still make friends with him. Krishna is not there on Twitter, but we can still follow him through the process of bhakti. Krishna has no Wi-Fi connection, but by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can build a strong relationship with him. And most importantly, we are not behind Instagram. We are behind worshipping the Lord of Nandagram, that is Sri Krishna. He is our goal. So technology is not a barrier. Krishna may not have these things, but still we can develop a strong connection with him by the loud congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In Vrindavan, there would be a very prominent sadhu by the name Gaya Prasad Baba. Vrindavan is a very beautiful place where you find very different personalities who are Anuragmai Bhaktas. There would be this sadhu by the name Gaya Prasad Baba, and he would sit at Talhati. For those devotees who have been to Braj, Talhati is the foothill of Giriraj. Nija Nikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanatvam Pramadamadana Leela Kandare Kandarete Rachayati Navayuno Dvandvam Asmin Namandam Iti kila kalanatam lagnakasta dvayorme nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami explains, what does he want? Nija nikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. He wants to live in the foothill of Giriraji. So at Talhati, the foothill of Giriraji, there would be this sadhu by the name Gaya Prasad Baba. And his daily niyam was, he would constantly keep chanting the holy name and he would do Soni Seva. Soni means sweeping. While he would do Giriraj Parikrama, he would chant, and while doing Parikrama, he would also sweep. Why? Because his mood was, he would say that Radha and Krishna will walk through this path during the day. And if there are pebbles or if there are stones, then that may, you know, hurt the tender feet of Radharani or the tender feet of Krishna or Lalita, Bishaka, etc. So he would say, this is my seva. Every single day, 21 kilometers, he would sweep so that the road is clean for them. That was his seva. Such menial services. So he would do like this. And one day he was sitting at Talhati and he was crying. Chanting the holy names, he was crying and weeping. So when someone asked, oh, Baba, what happened? Baba, he said, that, oh, look, I am cleaning every single day, but your Krishna is coming and again putting pebbles on this path. Every single day I am cleaning, but again pebbles are there on this path. So if my Radharani walks, she will get hurt. Now, this is not the way it sounds. It is an indirect speech. Krishna says, Parokshavada Mama Priyam. This is indirect speech. This is not what he means. Ideally, what he means is we are putting pebbles on the road. But his mood is so high class, he would see that, oh, even if people are putting, it is Krishna who is acting as an instrument. because not even a leaf moves without Krishna's desire. So you would think it is Krishna who's putting pebbles and stones on this path. And Krishna, why are you doing this? I am every single day I'm cleaning so that when you walk with Radharani, there are no pebbles. But you're again coming and putting pebbles and stones. So he was known for this. Cleaning, sweeping, doing Soni Seva for Giriraji. But as he would do, it was also known thing that the 21 kilometers that he would do, his tongue would be constantly chanting. Constantly chanting. Gaya Prasad Baba was known for that. Constantly his tongue would be moving. Chanting and crying. Chanting and crying in the land of Brajadham, in Giriraji. So we have so many personalities in not just our sampradaya, but in different sampradayas also, who have shown this point of constant, incessant chanting. Satatam kirtayanto naam. Krishna says satatam kirtayanto maam, but that maam in Kali is naam. So satatam kirtayanto naam yatantascha dridabrata. With dridabrata, with strong conviction, what should we do? Satatam. His Grace Gauranga Prabhu was saying here, he was recently here last week. So one time one person came to Gauranga Prabhu. He was a newcomer. So he came to Gauranga Prabhu and said, you ISKCON people are always saying 16 rounds, 16 rounds, 16 rounds. Where in scripture it is written 16 rounds? Give me one Shastrik Praman where it says 16 rounds. So Gauranga Prabhu told him, well, in Shastra it says Satatam Kirtayanto Maam. It says 24 hours. Prabhupada is kind, he got it to 16 rounds. The actual standard is 24 hours. Satatam Kirtayanto Maam. Satatam Kirtayanto Naam. Constant chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and studying and distribution of the books are two things that pleases Prabhupada very, very much. Oftentimes Prabhupada would say, Prabhupada made this very famous statement one time. He said, these book distribution scores are my life and soul. Very strong statement. And oftentimes Prabhupada would make this point. Anyone who distributes his book is very, very, very dear to him. We have the famous story of Maharaj Nriga from the Bhagavatam. Very famous story. Wouldn't get into the details. But we know how the confusion took place of the cows being swabbed and the two Brahmanas complaining that, oh, this cow was given to me. Another Brahmana said, no, it was given to me. And there was a big confusion. And Maharaj Nriga was ready to give 10,000 cows in charity to those Brahmanas so that they can settle the dispute. But both Brahmanas wanted that same cow. Brahmanas are also sometimes very stubborn. They were getting 10,000 cows in return, but they wanted that same cow. And now the Brahmana felt that, oh, this king is like a Girgit. Chameleon. He is changing colors. He has already given cow in donation to me, but now he has again given that same cow in donation to someone else. So he's changing colors. So of course, may you become a lizard. And next life we find, he becomes a lizard. And when Krishna is there in Dwaraka, Krishna's family members, Samba, etc., they're all playing. And when they feel thirsty, they go to a well. And surprisingly, the well is empty, but this lizard is there inside. And he's not able to come out. So they try to bring the lizard out, but they're not able to do it. This is explained in Bhagavatam. So they go to Krishna. And then Krishna comes and Krishna stretches his hand and takes the lizard out. Oftentimes in Hindi, we say, Kanun ke haath lambe hote hai. It is not Kanun ke haath lambe hote. It is Krishna's haath was lamba. His hand went completely inside the well and he took the lizard out. Maharaj Nriga. And the moment Krishna's hand touched, he got his original, the form of a demigod, back. And now Krishna started asking him about his history. Of course, Krishna knows everything. Now, up until this time, we know this story. Our acharyas make a very interesting point. Even though he was cursed to become a lizard, still, he got the touch, the hand of Krishna. How? We say hand of God. In soccer, in football, you have the famous goal that was hit by Maradona in 1960. And it was called as the hand of God. And in reality, in Bhagavatam, this is the hand of God where Krishna touches the lizard and he gets his original form back. And now Krishna is asking him about his history. And he starts explaining. At this point, our acharyas make such an interesting point. They say, why did Krishna touch the lizard? Or why did Krishna touch this king? How did this king get so fortunate? What did the king do? And our acharyas explain, as in his previous life, when he was the king, even though all this cow confusion took place, the one thing that got him the touch of Krishna is in the king body, he had done book distribution. In the king body, he had done book distribution. And because of the power of book distribution, even though he became a lizard, Krishna personally came and touched him and sent him back home, back to Godhead. I heard this story from Shripad Vaisheshika Prabhu. Because Vaisheshika Prabhu is known for book distribution. So in ISV Sunday Feast, he quoted this story. And he quoted Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the power of book distribution. As to how even if apparent fall down was there, for sure Krishna will personally come. Not even send his associates. For a book distributor, he will personally come down and stretch his arm, hold him and send him back home, back to Godhead. And this is why Prabhupada would often say, chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and book distribution. These two things give a lot of pleasure to the heart of Prabhupada. One time one person came to Prabhupada and asked, Swamiji, how did you make so many temples? What is the secret? You made so many 108 temples, what's the secret? And Prabhupada's immediate response was, Srila Prabhupada said, the secret is there in the bead bag. One statement. Prabhupada said, the secret is there in the bead bag. It is the same bead bag that we also have. This was Prabhupada's reply. The secret is there in the bead bag. Nityananda Prabhu would go house to house begging everyone, please accept Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your life. Krishna is your maintainer. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Krishnera samsara koro chodeyanachara. Please accept Krishna. Door to door, he would go and he would fall at their feet. Some would accept. Some would not. Prabhupada was like this. In his Vanaprastha days, before Prabhupada took sannyas and when he was there in Vrindavan Dham, it is explained Prabhupada would go door to door and do Madhukari. Prabhupada would go door to door and do Madhukari. He would go to different places. He would go to Chiksoli Gaon. He would go to Kamai. He would go to Ucha Gaon and so many other places. And he would knock the door. And those personalities who were there during that time, 1960s, they explain Prabhupada would travel with an umbrella, one begging bowl and bead bag in his hand. And every day he would go for Madhukari, his tongue would be chanting. It is not that Prabhupada became Prabhupada after the start of ISKCON. He was always like this. And because he was always like this, that's why he gave birth to ISKCON. So he would go from house to house and he would do Madhukari and the tongue would be constantly chanting. And the personalities, they explain that when Prabhupada would knock the door, when he would knock the door, he would say, Radhesham Nitai Gaurahari. Srila Prabhupada would say this. Every door he would knock, he would say, Radhesham Nitai Gaurahari. And he would keep chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So Prabhupada would incessantly chant. When Prabhupada was there at Radha Damodar Mandir, Govinda Ghosh, who was there during that time, one person, not Govinda Ghosh from Chaitanya Leela, but one Govinda Ghosh, one Goswami who was there during that time, Prabhupada's very dear friend. He, in his memories, he says that Swamiji was always a bhajanandi. Even during festivals like Jiva Goswami appearance and disappearance or Rupa Goswami appearance and disappearance, where in Radha Damodar temple in Braj, they have a very big festival. Prabhupada would still come out, have a little prasad, and he would go inside to chant. He would not socialize. This is the word he uses. He would not socialize or he would not engage in prajalpa. Prabhupada was so one-pointed. He knew the mission that he wanted. And he would not waste time. He would come out, have little prasad, immediately go inside, translate his books or keep chanting. One-pointed, nishtha to the sampradaya, towards Saraswati Thakur. And because there was constant chanting in his Vanaprastha days and even before that, Prabhupada was empowered. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tar Pravartan. No one can cause transformation in this world. Or no one can inspire others without having Krishna Shakti. But where do you get Krishna Shakti from? Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shakti. To preach, you need Krishna Shakti. But where are you going to get Krishna Shakti from? It is from holy name. Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shakti. The Supreme Lord has invested all his shaktis in Sri Nam Prabhu. Anyone who takes ananya ashray of Harinam Prabhu will naturally see that they get empowered. And their words will start making more sense and start inspiring others. So, constant prayers and chanting of the holy name is the only way that can please Krishna. Gopinath Amara Bhara Satumi Gopinath Amara Bhara Satumi Tomar Charane Loino Sharana Tomara Kinkarami. What is Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying? My dear Gopinath, Amara Bharasa Tumi. My dear Lord, you are only my hope. Because we as devotees, we have probably lost connection with people of this world. We are not a fit in this world. If we try to go back to the material lifestyle that we were probably earlier, we will see we are misfit. We don't fall in that category anymore. Krishna is our only hope. He says, Gopinath Amara Bharasa Tumi. My dear Lord, for you I have given up everything. Tomara charane loino sharana tomara kinkarami. My dear Lord, I have taken shelter of your lotus feet and I am your kinkar. Please accept me, my dear Lord. The devotee takes shelter of Gopinath, takes shelter of the lotus feet of Gopinath. But Gopinath is also no less. He also takes shelter of the lotus feet of his devotee. In the Mahabharata, we find one time Krishna at night, he left his room and he was walking out. So Yudhishthir Maharaj saw, and Yudhishthir Maharaj was thinking, where is Krishna going? Is Krishna morning time, is he with us, and night time he is with Duryodhan? Is that what Krishna is doing? He had a doubt. So he started following Krishna. And in the meantime, Nakul, Sahadeva, all of them came and they're following Krishna to see where is Krishna going at night time. And Krishna went to the quarters, the cottage of Arjuna. And as they opened the curtain, they saw Krishna went inside and took the feet of Arjuna, kept it on his lap, and Krishna was massaging the feet of Arjuna. So Yudhishthir Maharaj saw this and he went inside and said, Krishna, what are you doing? You're Bhagavan. Why are you doing this? Krishna said, shh, don't be loud. Arjuna will get up. Yudhishthir Maharaj said, okay, but why are you doing this? And Krishna said, please come. And when Yudhishthir Maharaj came closer and when he kept his ears to the mouth of Arjuna, Arjuna's mouth was chanting, Krishna, 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 Krishna. At night time. Morning time he's fighting, night time chanting. Anyone who's chanting, Krishna is ready to reverse roles. He is ready to hold on to the lotus feet of his own devotee. Not just one time. How about Haridas Thakur? Never in the history did Mahaprabhu or the Supreme Lord give final rights to anyone. Especially in Gaura Leela. Yes, in Ram Leela he gave it to Jatayu. But in Gaura Leela he did not give it to anyone. Except for Haridas Thakur. He personally picked up his transcendental body, danced with his body for hours and hours together, and then gave final rites. And then he said, this ocean is now pure. It's a pilgrimage. Why? Because Thakur Mahashaya's body has been bathed here. But why did Mahaprabhu even do it? Because Haridas Thakur was constantly chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Haridas Achila Prithivira Shiromani Taha Vina Ratna Shunya Haila Medhini.
Who is Haridas Thakur? Prithvi or Shiromani? He's the Shiromani of Prithvi. Taha Vina Ratna Shunya Haila Medhini. But now that jewel has left us, what do we do? So the point is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying the devotee has given up everything to hold on to the feet of Gopinath. And Gopinath has now given up everything, has given up his sleep please remember, dear devotees, it is a battlefield. So throughout the day, they will be so tired. Night time, Krishna is ready to give up his sleep to go and massage the feet of Arjuna, to give final rites to Haridas Thakur.
Gopinath, ami ki doshe doshe Gopinath, ami ki doshe doshe Asura sakala pailo charana Binoda thakilo boshi Asura sakala pailo charana Binoda thakilo boshi Gopinath Ami ki doshe doshe Gopinath Ami ki doshe doshe.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, my dear Lord, what is my fault? You please tell me what is my fault. Asura sakala pailo charana, even the demons who are coming to Vrindavan to kill you and to cause harm to you, my dear Lord, you are giving your lotus feet to them. What wrong did I do, my dear Lord? I am chanting your holy names, I am being around devotees, but you are still not giving me darshan. Gopinath, ami ki doshe doshe, what more should I do? I am chanting your holy name. Asura sakala paino charana binoda dhakila boshi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is crying and saying, my dear Lord, please give me your darshan. It's been lifetimes that I have not seen you. Now this lifetime I have realized it. I am chanting the holy names. My dear Lord, please, I am begging. Ki doshe, please at least come and tell me what is my fault. You are giving mercy to Keshi and Agasur and Bakasur and Putana, those who are coming to kill and give you poison. To them you are giving your lotus feet. Here I am crying for your lotus feet, you are not giving me. Gopinath, what is my fault? The Supreme Lord, oftentimes we see, he makes the devotees wait. And he makes them wait to the extent their love condenses and reaches the highest pinnacle. And when the devotee can no longer be without Krishna, that's when Krishna finally gives darshan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, time and again, he says,
Doyal tonai he, emon doyal tonai he, mar khe prema de, emon doyal tonai he, mar khe prema de, Doyal nitai chaitanya bole nachre amar man. Doyal nitai chaitanya bole nachre amar man.
Who are these two personalities, Chaitanya and Nityananda? Emon doyal tonai he mar khe premade. These two transcendental brothers have come down to this world completely maddened. Between both of them, it's Nityananda Prabhu. Complete mad person, intoxicated completely, going from person to person, whether they want or not, he is ready to infuse their life and surcharge their heart with Krishna Prem.
Ore aparada dura jabe pae premadhan, ore aparada dura jabe pae premadhan, vicharto nahi he. Vichar to nahi hai, naame aparad vichar to nahi hai, o naame aparad vichar to nahi hai.
Who are these two brothers? Vichar to nahi hai, they don't consider. What do they not consider?
Naame aparad vichar to nahi hai, their names, that is Gaur and Nitai, they don't consider offenses. Aparad dura jabe paaye premadan singh.
Chaitanya Nityananda, or by chanting Gaur and Nitai's name, Aparad runs away.
Aparad dura jabe paaye premadhan. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya bole nachre amar man. Takhon Krishna name ruchi habe guchibe bandhan.
And when Aparad goes away and Prem comes, what happens?
Takhon Krishna name ruchi habe guchibe bandhan.
Oh, then the sadhaka, the devotee, starts feeling taste in the chanting of holy name. The more we take shelter of Gaur and Nitai Naam, the more it is beneficial for the devotee, because Gaur Naam doesn't consider offenses. Gaur Naam, Gaur Dham, Gaur Arupa Gun, Aparada nahimani tarite nipun. These four things don't consider offenses. Gaur naam, name, Gaur dham, that is Navadvip dham, Gaura rupa gun, the form and the qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aparada nahimani tarite nipun. They are expert in delivering, but they don't consider offenses. So the more we chant Gaur naam, the more we chant Nitai naam, the more it will be beneficial for us in our chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Anurakto hobe he Krishna name anurakto hobe he.
Now what happens? Aparad goes, prem comes, now taste is there in chanting, and now we become anuragmayi bhaktas. Exactly what we started at the start. Anuragmayi bhaktas.
Krishna name anurakto hobe he Dayal nitai chaitanya bole nachreya marman nachreya marman nachreya marman nachreya marman nachreya marman.
This is like, you know, for those devotees who are in the US will know, this is the national anthem of ISV, ISKCON of Silicon Valley. Shripad Vaishishika Prabhu has popularized it so much that ISV, and in fact even in the West Coast, this is like a national anthem.
Dayalitai Chaitanya Bole Nachreya Marman.
Krishna Name Anurakto Hobe Hai. If one starts chanting, then he will get Anuraga.
Eshe Brindabane Radha Shame Pabe Darshan. Eshe Brindabane Radha Shame Pabe Darshan.
And then when the sadhaka starts chanting with Anurag, he starts chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that in the land of Vrindavan Dham, he has the darshan of Radha and Krishna. But wait a minute. How will he get the darshan of Radha and Krishna? Is there a prerequisite? Srila Prabhupada got on a freighter and he came to America at the age of 69 or 70. And sitting under one tree at Tompkins Square Park was chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes, these are there on YouTube. Yes. Sitting under Tompkins Square Park, he was chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Prabhupada never adulterated the philosophy. He never sugarcoated. He never diluted. He was speaking to the Westerners. He was speaking to the hippies. But he kept the pristine teachings of the Sampradaya as it is, without adulteration. And sitting under Tompkins Square Park at the age of 70, with already two heart attacks, Prabhupada was chanting Shuddha Naam. And thus was born the Hare Krishna movement, by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Just by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the whole ISKCON movement started. So this chanting of Mahamantra, just one second. So just by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this ISKCON movement got started. If someone chants with Anurag, sky is the limit. Srila Prabhupada, through his transcendental books, has given us the complete essence of Krishna consciousness. He has encapsulated complete essence in his books. And the one pointed essence of all the scriptures is Sri Nam Prabhu. Sarva dharman parityajya naam ekam sharanam braja. Krishna says, abandon everything and take one pointed shelter of naam. Where? Braja. In the land of Braja Dham. And time and again we find, even in Mahaprabhu's Leela, this point of Sri Harinam Prabhu has been emphasized so much. When Mahaprabhu one time was at Akrur Tirtha, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Mahaprabhu had come there with Balabhadra Bhattacharya. In fact, Mahaprabhu did not want anyone. But Balabhadra Bhattacharya was there with him. And every single day, they would get so many invitations, 10, 20 invitations. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya from that would just pick one invitation. And Mahaprabhu at Akrur Tirtha was remembering as to how Brajavasis would see this as Golok Vrindavan, and how for Akrura, he would see this as Vaikuntha. And remembering these pastimes, Mahaprabhu jumped into Yamuna. And then the devotees had to take him out. Mahaprabhu got so much in ecstasy. He did that in Jagannath Puri also. He did that here also. So then devotees had to get him out. And because so many invitations were coming, Ballabhadra Bhattacharya tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Pratakale desa loka tumara na paaye, tumara na paaye Prabhu mora mata khaye.
My dear Lord, in the morning time they come, and when they don't see you, they start eating my head. Tumara na paaye Prabhu mora mata khaye. They start eating my head. They come for invitations, they don't see you, they start eating my head. So my dear Lord, let's just leave this place. Now Mahaprabhu did not tell him that, hey, I did not ask you to come with me. You could have been wherever you were. I didn't ask you to come with me. Mahaprabhu wanted to relish Vrindavan, but for his devotee, Mahaprabhu compromises his own desire. The Supreme Lord compromises his own desire for his own devotee. And then they leave from there. And they are on their way to Prayag. This is the time of Makar Sankranti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Along with him, Rajput Krishnadas is there. You have the Sanodiya Brahman from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And you have Ballabhadra Bhattacharya and their assistant. So Mahaprabhu and four other personalities. And as they were going, as they were there on the boat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees a few cows and he remembers Vrindavan Dham. And at that time, the icing on the cake was one cowherd boy, he plays the flute. And the moment he plays the flute, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani gets so ecstatic hearing the flute that Mahaprabhu falls unconscious in the boat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu falls unconscious in the boat. And now when the boat reaches the other side, there were the Pathan soldiers. Kaviraj Goswami explains the Pathan soldiers were there and they came and they thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been poisoned by these four personalities. So they decided to arrest. Now Ballabhadra Bhattacharya became very afraid and his assistant who was a Brahmana, he also became afraid. But the Sanodiya Brahman and the Rajput Krishnadas, they were not afraid. So Rajput Krishnadas almost goes and chastises these Pathan soldiers and says, oh, let me meet your king. I know your king very well and I can go and explain. And now there is a war of words that is going between the Sanodiya Brahman, Rajput Krishnadas and the Pathan soldiers. And they feel that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been poisoned. Cutting the long story short, we see that finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets up. And when Mahaprabhu understands, he tells the Pathan soldiers, oh, actually, I had epilepsy because Mahaprabhu was foaming. He said, actually, I had epilepsy. So they did not poison me. I just had epilepsy. So they have nothing to do with that. And seeing the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was this one saintly Pathan soldier who was very captivated. Mahaprabhu did not even start speaking, just the form.
Ananda Leela Maya Begrahaya Hema Badivya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste.
Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya. We are behind Ananda and he is the Murtiman of Ananda. It is Ram Milay Jodi. We are looking for happiness and he is the deity form of happiness.
Hema Vadivya Chavi Sundaraya.
How is his complexion? He is golden in color.
Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya.
It's coming down to give Mahaprem, Krishna Prem.
Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste.
To that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to that moon-like personality, to the rising moon of Navadvip, who is golden in complexion, who is the talking, walking form of happiness, whose eyes are like lotus petals, to that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my obeisances. And now the Pathan soldier is seeing a golden personality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of him. So he starts conversing and he starts speaking from the Quran. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts speaking our tattva. Mahaprabhu starts speaking, then there's a back and forth discussion that goes on. And finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence enough. His presence itself is enough to convince the Pathan soldier. The Pathan soldier gets so convinced that he falls at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But wait, Kaviraj Goswami at this point makes a very interesting point. Kaviraj Goswami says, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking, initially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking, the Pathan soldier was hearing, then Pathan soldier was speaking, Mahaprabhu was hearing. After one point, it was only Mahaprabhu speaking and the Pathan soldier was hearing. And Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, as Mahaprabhu was constantly speaking, it had such a profound impact in the heart of the Pathan soldier that even without he realizing, his tongue was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was a Pathan soldier. But even without he realizing, his tongue was moving. Oftentimes we see when we join Krishna consciousness in the initial days, we go to a Sunday feast. And it's a very foreign scene for us to see so many people dancing. We would have never danced in our life. And so many people are dancing back and forth, back and forth. Prabhuji is Mataji's children. And initially we may resist. But after one point, we will also notice that even without we realizing, our feet are going left, right, the Swami step. Even without we realizing, naturally the feet are going left and right, we are doing the Swami step. Likewise, the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so powerful that the Pathan soldier naturally in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started chanting, fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu accepted him, embraced him, and even initiated him and gave him the name Ramdas. Pathan soldier starts chanting, Mahaprabhu accepts him. So only thing that is separating us from the Supreme Lord is our constant chanting of the holy name, sincere chanting, sincere calling out to the Supreme Lord. Mahaprabhu not just accepts for namesake, but he even initiates. And then after initiation is done, after Diksha ceremony is done, of course, those days there were no letter of recommendation and IDC certificate, etc. But he still gets Diksha. And after initiation is done, the other Pathan soldiers who were there, they also get so inspired that they fall at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu even accepts them. What is their qualification? Sincerity and chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If someone is sincere and constantly chanting, Gopinath will definitely accept. 100% Krishna will accept. There is no doubt about this. The Lord whom we worship is very, very sweet. Krishna, this personality is very, very sweet and very, very kind. Brajangana kankana keli lolam gopi grihitva navanita golam amartaye panitalena netre govinda damo dharma dhaveti. We started with Bilva Mangala Thakur. We will again end with Bilva Mangala Thakur. Shripad Bilva Mangala Thakur says, how sweet is our Krishna? One time one motherly gopi came to meet Maya Yashoda. And after she met, when she was going back, she realized she forgot her bangle, kankan. Brajangana kankana keli lolam. She forgot her bangle in the house of Maya Yashoda. So now she decided to come back. And now when she came back, she didn't find the kankan in the ground, but she found the kankan in the hand of Krishna. Now you know, it's very difficult to get it from the hand of Krishna back. Once Krishna has accepted something, he will not reject. Not just human beings, even bangles. Once he has accepted, it is very difficult for him to give it up. So now motherly gopi comes and says, Krishna, please give me kankan. Krishna says, no. Maya is again asking, please give me. Says, no. Mother Yashoda is not there around. If Maya Yashoda is there, then Krishna will immediately behave well. When Maya is not there, Krishna is very misbehaved. So he's not ready to give kankan. So now motherly gopi is also very intelligent. If Krishna is smart, the motherly Vatsalyamai gopis are also very, very smart. She understands Krishna is not going to give it this way. So she goes to the neighboring house and she gets butter to blackmail Krishna. She gets butter. Vrajangana kankana keli lolam gopi grihitva navanita golam. She gets a ball of butter. Now what does she do? Amartaye panitale na netre. From behind this motherly gopi comes And with one hand, he closes the eye of Krishna and keeps the ball of butter next to his nose. And now Krishna is only 2.5 years old. So eyes are closed, butter ball is here, and Krishna is smelling. Oh, this is a familiar fragrance. I know this fragrance very well. Krishna is taking the fragrance of the butter ball. And as Krishna is taking the fragrance, Krishna immediately stretches his arms ahead to take the butter ball. And as he stretches his arm ahead to take the butter ball, the bangle from his hand falls down to the ground. And now the gopi has got what she wants. So Krishna takes the butter ball and he runs inside with the butter ball. Now Krishna thinks that he has actually won. But in reality, it is the devotee who has won over the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord gets tricked and is happy to get tricked by his own devotee. The gopi gets her bangle and she goes back happily. Velvamangala Thakur explains, our Krishna is very, very sweet. The Hare Krishna that we chant, in fact, this is just one instance of his sweetness. It can span so many sessions and how sweet Krishna is. Finally, to wrap up, this love between the devotee and the Supreme Lord is so beautiful. Srila Guru Maharaj in his class was explaining that in the bottom two rasas, you have Shanta, Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, five rasas. In the bottom two rasas, Krishna's love supersedes the love of the devotee, naturally, in Shanta and Dasya. In Vatsalya and Madhurya, the love of the devotee supersedes the love of Krishna. Maya Yashoda ties Krishna. And for Srimati Radharani, Krishna's head is there at the feet of Radharani. Smaragarala khandanam mama shirasi mandanam dehi pada pallavam udharam radhe dehi pada pallavam udharam, Jayadev Goswami explains. So the bottom two rasas, the love of Krishna is superior to that of the devotee. In the above two rasas, the love of the devotee is superior to Krishna. It is only in Sakhya ras where the love is pretty much the same. That is why Sakhya ras also has another name called a samarati. The love of Krishna and the friends are pretty much equal. The amount of love that Krishna gives to the friends are able to reciprocate equally. And the amount of love that friends give to Krishna, Krishna is able to reciprocate equally. In fact, when Krishna and his friends, they very beautifully play. And after playing is done, nighttime Krishna goes to sleep. It's only 2.5 hours. Krishna has gone to sleep. And Krishna's friends, they come and they start calling, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Ratka samay hai. So Maya Yashoda is thinking, what happened? Please allow my son to sleep. He has been out all day. But Krishna's friends love Krishna so much that they cannot be without Krishna. Even at night time, they're calling Krishna, 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 which means they're chanting. They may not have beads like us, but they're chanting. Naam is going on. Now, during those days, there is no clock. So the friends have no idea what the time is. They have slept 2 hours, they're happy. Now they again want to play with Krishna. And Krishna also gets up. Seeing the love of his devotees, Krishna also gets up. Maya Yashoda says, you first go to sleep, or she removes the stick. Seedhi tarike se soja, varna daat milegi. Maya takes the stick and Krishna says, acha, theek hai. Krishna goes back to sleep. But the moment sun rises, Krishna is again ready. The friends are again out.
Dware khade gwal bula rahe hai, Govinda damodhara madhaveti.
The friends outside are waiting at the door and calling out Govinda damodhara madhaveti, which means they are basically chanting.
Mata Yashoda Hari ko jagave, jago utho Mohan nain kholo, dware khade gwal bula rahe hai, Govinda namo dharma daveti.
Krishna is sleeping and now Maya wakes up Krishna. Krishna hears, my friends are calling. One pointed agenda. Krishna has one aim in life, to be with his friends. One purpose, ananya. Ananya sintayantam, I'm thinking about his friends. The friends call out to Krishna naam and Krishna leaves everything and goes. Likewise, when the devotees are constantly calling out Krishna naam, it's only time that is separating. Krishna will leave everything and come down for his devotee. The more we can take shelter of Sri Naam Prabhu, the more we will see realizations strike our heart. And the more we are separated from Sri Nam, the more difficult the process will be. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is like what Gaya Prasad Baba did. It clears off all the pebbles and stones from our path, which means it clears our way to get Radha and Krishna. The more we chant, we are clearing off the path, the Talhati, the Govardhan path, to achieve Radha and Krishna in this life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Harinam Prabhu ki jai. Shri Vraja Bhumi Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful, beautiful class, and your songs in between were so nice, Prabhuji. Really, we could see the pastime in front of our eyes. Very grateful to you, Prabhuji. You have a time for question and answers, Prabhuji?
Maybe one or two questions.
Yeah, we have three raised hands. Okay, Kamala Mataji, please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you for giving me opportunity to ask in Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I got a question like the people like us, like we homestaying person, so how can we do something is like Govardhan Parikrama, Tulasi Parikrama.
Srila Rupa Goswami says Kuryad Vasam Brajait Sada. Ideally one should live in Braj always. And the highest class of devotee is when he is always situated in Vrindavanam, wherever he is. Tishthan brajeta danuragi jananugami kalam nayad akhilam ityu upadesha saram. Same point is made even in Upadesha. The essence of nectar of instruction is tishthan braje, run to Vrindavan. Kalam nayad akhilam ityu upadesha saram. This is the essence. Now, if we cannot go to Vrindavan due to whatever reason, or if you're living away from Vrindavan, either in the US or even in India, away from Braj, we can mentally reside in Braj. Even if not physically, we can mentally reside in Braj. Every single day, like for example, in one devotee was telling me, he's one of the temple presidents in North America. So when I visited that congregation, he was telling me, in 2004, he went to Vrindavan. That's the last time he went to Vrindavan, 2004. After that, he has not been to Braj. Somehow, things have not worked out. He is always going to Mayapur and Jagannath Puri, but never to Braj. So 2004, he went to Srila Radhanath Maharaj's Kartik Yatra. He's Maharaj's disciple, Srila Radhanath Maharaj's disciple. So after the Yatra was done, it seems Maharaj made this point. He said, whatever that you all have seen in Vrindavan, please see every place sincerely and with utmost seriousness. And like a camera or like a video camera, capture it in your heart. And when you go back to whichever congregation you are from, every single day, 10 minutes, just sit down, either at the start of the day or at the end of the day, ideally at the start of the day. 10 minutes, sit down and think about all the places. How when we come out, how when we go to Krishna Balaram Mandir, from the backside you go, you have Govindas, and then go from there. You enter from Radha Shyam Sundar, you have Krishna Balaram, then you have Gaur Nitai, then you have Prabhupada Samadhi. You come out from Krishna Balaram Mandir, you go towards the left side, you have our Bakhe Bihari, Radha Raman. You visit Radha Raman temple. From Radha Raman, you go a little left, you have Gopal Bhatta Goswami Samadhi. Prabhupada loved Gopal Bhatta Goswami Samadhi so much that in the Vanaprastha days, every single day he would first take darshan of Radha Damodar, then he would go to Radha Raman, and then he would sit at the Samadhi of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and he would chant his rounds. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami Samadhi is exactly half a minute away from Radha Raman. So then we go to Gopal Bhatta Goswami Samadhi, then we go to Gokulanan temple, then we come out, then we go that side where you have Nidhivan, you have Bakhe Bihari, etc. So sitting at one place, we can do Mansik Braj Yatra. We can see Jamuna. Outer Jamuna, you can see Chirgat. You can see Imlital. You have Gopinath Gaudiya Mutt on the way. So mentally, Mansik Smaran we can do wherever we are. Even if you're in America, there is nothing that stops us. And this is free. This is free. There is no money involved, no assistance from anybody. Sitting at one place, we can do Mansik Braj Yatra. And this will give the same result as that of going to Braj. It is better sometimes to stay outside of Braj and keep constantly thinking of Braj rather than to be in Braj and think of other topics. The best case scenario is when we are in Braj and we are constantly absorbed. That is the best ideal scenario. But if that is not there, it is sometimes better to be outside of Braj and keep thinking about Braj than to be in Braj and not think about Braj. So even if you are grahastha or student life or whatever we are, we can just take 10 minutes. That much time we definitely have. We can take 10 minutes and sit down and do Mansik Smaran. And if we have never been to Vrindavan, then we can start reading books about Vrindavan, about the pastime places. You have Dinabandhu Prabhu's Braj Leela Part 1 and Part 2. You have Lokanath Maharaj's Braj Leela Parikrama. You have Srila Radhanath Maharaj's book on the seven temples of Vrindavan and so on and so forth. So when we start reading, we know what these pastime places are about. And now we have something to remember. So wherever we are, we can make that place Vrindavan Dham. Jai Stane Vaishnava Jan, Stai Stane Vrindavan Dham. Wherever pure Vaishnavas are there, that is Braj. So we can do it that way. Hare Krishna.
And same is for Tulasi Devi Prabhuji. Tulasi Maharani. We can read about the Tulasi Maharani also, the past times and everything.
Tulasi yes, Parikrama. Yes, we can do about Brinda Devi. Ideally, if we have Tulasi at our place, that is best. But if there is some circumstance because of which we cannot able to maintain Tulasi, then the second option would be, yes, we can have Brinda Devi photo that we get and we can keep a few parrots around Brinda Devi. So they are there to help her and assist her. And we can chant Tulasi Arti. We can chant Gangeya Champeya Tadit Pinindi Rochi Pravaha Snapitatma Brinde Banduka Bandhu Tuti Devya Vaso Brinde Namaste Charana Ravindam Bhaktya Vihina Aparada Lakshe Kriptas Chakamadhi Taranga Madhye Kripa Mai Tvam Sharanam Prapanna Brinde Namaste Charana Ravindam Brindashtakam Yashrunuyat Pathetva Vrindavanadisha Padabja Bringa Saprapya Vrindavana Nityavasam Tat Prema Sevam Labhate Kritartha Brinde Namaste Charana Ravindam. We can chant this also by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So yes, we can keep a photo to Gandhapushpa Dhupdeep Naividya and we can chant these prayers. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, we have Sukaka Krishna Prabhu next. Please go ahead, Sukaka Krishna Prabhu.
Mine is muted. The video is muted.
Really? I don't know.
My video.
I'm sorry. Now can you check?
I thought I unmuted everybody, didn't I?
No, video, Mataji. Video is saying.
Yes. Now you can.
Yeah, I asked Krishna, you to start the video.
Hare Krishna Arjun Sukha Prabhu. So nice. When I see you in Amaranya Prabhu, I see both of you are either Krishna Balaram or Gaurgita. You come definitely. You both are like Krishna Balaram, this material world. You both are going to help all of us to go back home, back to God. You both are doing so tremendously, Prabhu. I'm really, when your class and American class, I will never miss. East or West, you are the best.
Oh, Krishna. I always heard that phrase for India. Generally, when you're small, they say East or West, India is the best.
For me, Amarendra Prabhu meant Arjun Sukha. Rumba rumba sandosham meant.
For me, also Amarendra Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your very kind words. It is, in fact, most of the devotees who are there on the call know everything that I'm talking about. Have been there in this movement for such a long time, have done more services, and have served Hari Guru Vaishnavas way more than what I've done in this life. But devotees are very kind that they've placed me here. Preeti Vilasini Mataji, Kirti Dasundari Mataji, thank you for always engaging me in speaking something about Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I personally feel it is for my purification. And there is immense pleasure when you actually prepare for a class because you start thinking as to how to phrase different things, and so many newer pastimes that come to your head that probably you have never spoken or you have not thought about for a long time. So I thank Bhakti Sangha for always engaging me, and thank you, Sukakara Krishna Prabhu.
Your father, mother, I came to your house in 2006 when your father passed away. You were a small boy, but your father, mother are really the fortunate to have such wonderful sons. Wish you all the best from so much. Umba Umba Shandosh.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Prabhu, you said two questions, but there is only one hand raised. Can we take that?
Yes.
Yeah. Sashwat Prabhu, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for wonderful katha. Prabhuji, I was feeling low and demotivated before lecture, but after your lecture, I am feeling good now. Thank you, Prabhu. So, Prabhu, my question is how to stay motivated all the time? I failed achieving my target and timetable for the day, which I make about chanting and studying. So, how to achieve my target and stay motivated all the time?
Well, I think you answered your question. That to stay motivated, we have to hear. After hearing, you felt motivated. So to stay motivated, that's the first thing we have to hear. And most importantly, our acharyas make this point that we have to associate with those personalities who have that quality. If we are looking out for something in this world also, if we are wanting to achieve something, we associate with those personalities. If you want to become a cricketer, you will want to associate with a cricketer. Likewise, if you want to be motivated, you have to be around people who are motivated. If you are around people, those who are having that chalta hai, that attitude, we'll see baad mein dekh lenge, then it's difficult to stay motivated. The association plays a very, very big role. If you have a crystal and you place a rose near a crystal, the crystal is going to become red in color. Why? Because of the constant association of the rose. Likewise, our heart is like a crystal. It's hard at this point. But if you're there around devotees whose love for Krishna is like the rose, which means anurag, which means red or pinkish in color, then it's only a matter of time that we will also get that attachment and we will be motivated in our life. Also, along with that, along with the association of sadhus, it is good that we are under anugatya of someone, that we are not whimsical or we are not independent, but we are under someone. Because when we are alone, then we may feel that today we will pick up Krishna book and we read few pages, and tomorrow we will remove Chaitanya Bhagavat and remove few pages, and then we will study Chaitanya Charitamrita for a few pages, and then we go to Bhagavatam. So na ye hua na wo hua, na Krishna book hua, na Chaitanya Bhagavat hua, na Chaitanya Charitamrita hua. And most often devotees have this problem. We are not able to finish one book because we are so much swayed away. That ye bhi padhna hai, wo bhi padhna hai, ye bhi karna hai, wo bhi karna hai, sab kuch karna hai. Which is good, which is great. But in bhakti, it's also good to be systematic. It's also good to have a proper niyam, a proper good schedule. And that will be there if you are under someone, if you are under anugatya. So it's also good to have a sadhana chart, sadhana sheet. Like if you've seen NVCC's Grace, Radhesham Prabhu has a sadhana chart. And of course, for brahmacharis, it is extremely powerful sadhana chart that Radhesham Prabhu has chalked out. But for grahasthas also, you have a sadhana chart that NVCC has, which is comparatively a little more relaxed. So if there is a sadhana chart, and if you're under someone, and if you're reporting to them, then in due course, we find there will be consistency in our bhajan. There will be so much chanting in this time of the day, at least 10, 15, 20 minutes of reading, Vaishna Seva, this, that, etc. And doing that over and over and over again, through that consistency, we will naturally be motivated. So first, we have to be around those who are motivated. Second, we have to be under the anugatya. And third, if you have a sadhana chart, that is the best. Constant assessment of where we are. Every 1 month, we can assess where we are. Last month, where we were. April, 1st April, where we are. 1st May, where we are. Are we in the same place? Have we made some substantial advancement? Or have we gone down? If we are asked, we will always say, I am making advancement, whether that is reality or not. But if we are under someone, then they will show us the mirror, whether we are really making advancement or we are stagnant or we are going down. So good to be under anugatya and be around those who are motivated in Krishna consciousness, if that is what we are lacking. Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, I am in college, so I have to meet with my college friends. So I get in flow with them and talk all rubbish things which I don't want. So how to manage that also, Prabhuji?
Asat Sangha Tyag hai Vaishnava Achar, Rupa Goswami says. A quality of Vaishnava is Asat Sangha Tyag. He will naturally attempt at least to give up the association of non-devotees. If we are not even, if we attempt to give up the association of non-devotees, Krishna will help us 100%. But even if the attempt is not there, if the endeavor is not there, Yashoda Maiya did endeavor. Whether she was successful or not, she didn't know. She made the endeavor. And seeing the endeavor, Krishna helped her. If we are making endeavor, even in college life, I can resonate because I've studied in India. I've did my engineering in India. I've did my master's in India. So I know what are the non-Krishna conscious, the rubbish, as you mentioned, talks that goes on. But we have to be little intelligent enough to understand who are the friends we have to make. If we may go, stop, keep making friends who are non-KC all the time, then Krishna consciousness is far-fetched. But if Krishna consciousness is our goal, then even the friends that we make should be only for jitna kaam hai utna bas. For your assignment, for your projects, that's it. Nothing more than that. Not making so much friendship that we go out on restaurants with them or clubs with them, pubs and bars and this and that and DJ and things like that. Then Krishna will not help. Krishna has some qualification. That qualification is sincerity and endeavor. Endeavor is there. If sincerity is there, then Krishna will naturally give, start giving circumstances where it's conducive for bhakti. So first is we have to make endeavor. How will you make endeavor? When you are motivated. How are you motivated? When you constantly hear Krishna consciousness. How will you constantly hear Krishna consciousness? When you are under anugatya. It starts by being under a superior. When you are under a superior, you are constantly motivated. And that motivation will give you the strength, required strength. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, if someone is lacking strength, Krishna says, I will give you that strength. Balam balavatam chaham, kama raga vivarjitam, dharma viruddha bhuteshu, kamosmi bharatarshaba, ye chaiva sattvika bhava, rajasastamasashtaye, matta eveti tanviddi, natvam teshu temai, tribir gunamai bhavai, evi sarvam idam jagat, mohitam navijanati. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, if you want strength, he says, I will give you that strength. Balam balavatam chaham, if someone is having strength, Krishna says, I am providing that strength to them. But for that devotee also has to pay a price. It doesn't come easily. Krishna consciousness is not easy. Prabhupada said it is simple but not easy. Because the devotee also has to put some effort. Just by going to one Sunday feast, one will not become Krishna conscious. There has to be constant bhajan, constant endeavor, constant striving. Yashoda Maiya did swinnam bhaktram. She was sweating when she tried to bind Krishna. Are you sweating to please Krishna? No. That is the standard that the sampradaya is having. So we have to make endeavor. We have to be sincere. Then Krishna will give the circumstance. Then Krishna will give us the intelligence and he will give us the strength that even while being in your college, he will give you the strength that you will be happy without those friends. Or he will give you that circumstance where your friendship is only such to the extent that for assignments and projects, you deal with them. And they will also start respecting you that way. They will know, ye Hare Krishna wala hai. He will not come for restaurant. No onion, no garlic wala hai. He will not come to clubs and bars and things like that. They will respect you. I have seen this personally. If initially we fall prey, if we initially give up, then it's gone. But initially, if we just hold on, that if you hold on to our principles, no onion, garlic. I will not go to restaurants with them. If they ask you, you can say, I have allergy. If I have onion, garlic, I have rashes all over my body. I cannot have it. If you stick on to your principles, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months down the line, they will respect you for who you are. Most often we find it difficult because we don't stick to our principles. And that's where people start commenting and criticizing. Are, pehla to mala karta tha, ab kya hua? Because we are not consistent. If we are consistent and we stick to our principles, every single person around will respect us for who we are. Not just in America. In America, it's very easy. But in India also, where people are judgmental, they will also start respecting. And the friends even in our college will understand, ye Hare Krishna wala hai. And then naturally a time will come, you can go to college with tilak and kanti and bead bag in your hand and no one will say anything, no one will rag you. No one will rag you. But it starts with little sincerity and little endeavor and being motivated. But that motivation is going to come by hearing Krishna consciousness. But hearing Krishna consciousness will come when you are under anugatya. So first, find a superior, find a Shiksha Guru with whom you can be in constant touch day in and day out for months and years together. From there, we can easily get Krishna. Nothing is stopping us. The only thing that stops us is our laziness. It's only laziness. If we are sincere and if we make endeavor, then everything will fall in place. Everything will start working. The jigsaw puzzle of life will fall in place. Right now it's scattered because our mindset is not clear. We ourselves are not clear whether we want Krishna in our life. But when we are under anugatya and we are sincerely hearing, then the jigsaw puzzle will fall in place. And then 10 years down the line, we will understand, this is why Krishna did what he did. Every situation can be a teaching lesson. It can be a life lesson. We take it in the right spirit. Like Gaya Prasad Baba did. He saw even the stones that were there as, Krishna did this. Krishna is doing this for me. Likewise, the friends who are there around, who may not be Krishna consciousness, it is Krishna who is teaching us the, as Prabhupada calls it, the naked truth of material nature. Prabhupada's language. Prabhupada says, in Vrindavan, when he was there as Vanaprastha, Prabhupada says, now that I've given up my wife and children, Maya has shown me the naked truth of material nature. Now that I don't have money, no one wants me. People are only there around us if they want something or if we have money. The moment money is taken out, the moment fame, prestige, all these things are taken out, most people will not want us. And Prabhupada calls it the naked truth of material nature. So anyway, gist is, we have to find a superior with whom we can be motivated. And in the meantime, we can keep hearing. ISKCON Desire Tree is there. So many classes are there. SoundCloud is there. YouTube is there. Vaishnav Bhajans are there. If you are constantly in touch, as Prabhupada would give this example, if you are sitting in America and if you have a radio, then sitting in America with that radio, you can understand what's going on in India. Likewise, if you are there, wherever you are, if you are there, if you make sure the antenna is properly situated and you adjust, then with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and the hearing of Shastras and Vaishnava Seva, which is like adjusting the antenna of the radio, we can be constantly in touch with Krishna. There is no doubt about that. Wherever we are, every situation will remind us of Krishna. Whatever we see will remind us of Krishna. For that, we have to be around the right set of devotees who have the same goal. These are a few thoughts. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. You and Amrena Prabhu is my role model. Thank you, Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Vila Prabhupada ki
Jai. Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Prabhuji, I know you must be leaving, but I just have one thing. Can you please tell that how King Nrega distributed books?
So when he was there in king's body, he distributed books.
How come? Like why Vaisheshika Prabhu says that? Because were there books at that time?
So books were always there. We did not have Krishna conscious books. Like we did not have ISKCON books. But books were always there. Philosophy was always there. It's not that philosophy started 500 years back. Prabhupada just made it more in a palatable and systematic form. But Shastra was always there. Shastra Gyan, Shastra Chakshu is always there. Now, details of how he did book distribution, that is unknown. But Vaisheshika Prabhu said he did book distribution. And that power of book distribution, he got the lotus touch of Krishna. So we understand the mode of Vaisheshika Prabhu.
Yeah.
So much into book distribution that it's sometimes so amazing. When I heard it, I was thinking that Goswami Tulsidas, he says, Jaki Rahi Bhavana Jaisi Prabhu Muhurati Din Dekhi Desi.
Right.
That based on the mood of a devotee, he sees pastimes also in that mood. Like for example, Ayendra Prabhu would see Harinam even in Bhagavad Gita. Shripad Vaisheshika Prabhu sees book distribution in past times that we would have heard 1,000 times, but we would have never expected that the king did ever book distribution.
Yeah.
Based on the mode of devotee, they see it. But Shastra is always there. The details of how he did book distribution that are at least unknown to me. But this is what I personally heard when I was an ISP.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. And sorry for keeping you all.
No, absolutely.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, all dear devotees.
Gaurav Prema. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.